Thank you, Bill. This is Fresh Air, and we're not going to open Fresh Air today with a record like we usually do, because in just a few moments on Fresh Air, we're going to be treated to some live music. Joining me today is a very special guest, pianist Barry Harris, whose playing has won the praise of critics and musicians alike, and who is considered by many to be one of our finest pianists today playing within the bop tradition. Barry Harris has recorded as a sideman with Coleman Hawkins, Dexter Gordon, James Moody, Johnny Griffin, and Lee Morgan. He has led sessions of his own on Prestige Records and on Xanadu Records. Barry Harris has come to Fresh Air today from his home. He'll be with us throughout the afternoon, playing the music of Bud Powell, Charlie Parker, Tad Dameron, as well as some of his own pieces. A little later in the afternoon, he'll talk to us about his own life and his music. Barry Harris is all set to go, but I have to say, before we begin today's show, I want to tell you about another aspect of today, and that is that today is day one of our special spring fundraising event. If you're an old friend of WUHY and public radio, then you probably understand our need to set aside time twice a year for fundraising. Our phone number is 243-1234, and friends, I hope you'll call us now and support WUHY on Fresh Air. Let me explain a little bit about our fundraiser for our new friends. We are licensed by the FCC as a public radio station. This sets us apart from commercial radio stations in a few ways. First, we do not sell commercial airtime. This means that we never interrupt our programs with commercial breaks. It means we produce and broadcast programs that we think are valuable to the Delaware Valley. We do not have to worry about using these programs as vehicles to deliver audience to commercial sponsors. We carry the kind of programs, diverse programs, that you probably wouldn't be able to find on commercial stations. Here on Fresh Air, for instance, in one show, we have jazz recordings, concerts, and interviews. Jazz of every decade and style, and interviews on almost every conceivable topic. Here on WUHY, we also have programs of classical music of every period, news, public affairs, radio drama, and old-time radio drama. 243-1234 is our phone number. There are open lines. And we're also a National Public Radio affiliate. This makes WUHY the only outlet in the Delaware Valley for such award-winning programs as All Things Considered. Our budget depends on your support. Our number again is 243-1234. We're going to have a lot of jazz this week. Barry Harris will be with us in just a moment. Tomorrow afternoon, Francis Davis will be joining us with some rare out-of-print recordings. Friday, Gary Giddens, who writes a jazz column in the Village Voice, will be our guest, along with John Zwed, who reviews jazz releases here on Fresh Air. Let me tell you a little bit about some of the premiums that we're offering, and then we'll get going. For $20, you become a friend of WUHY's, and every month you'll get our program guide. For $30, you get our program guide, and we'll also send you a WUHY tote bag. Now, for a $40 pledge or more, we have a number of double albums that we're making available to you, and these are what the albums are. The first is Charlie Parker, The Verve Years, 1948 to 1950, and there's two albums. The first is Charlie Parker with Strings Sessions that includes Just Friends, April in Paris, Summertime. The other session is Small Group Dates that includes work with Dizzy Gillespie and Thelonious Monk and Hank Jones, Ray Brown, Buddy Rich. The second double album is Billie Holiday. It's a recent reissue on the Verve label. It's called All or Nothing at All. There's sessions of hers from 1955 to 1956. On most of it, she's accompanied by Jimmy Rowles and Ben Webster, doing tunes like Sophisticated Lady, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, Good Morning Heartache, God Bless the Child, Strange Fruit, and Cheek to Cheek. The third double album we're offering is Solo Flight, The Genius of Charlie Christian. It's most of his recordings, really. He died in 1941 of tuberculosis at the age of 23 and had a, unfortunately, very short career. This includes some of his sessions with the Benny Goodman Sextet and Orchestra, sessions with Lionel Hampton, Dave Tuff, Count Basie, Johnny Guarnieri, doing tunes like Memories of You, 7 Come 11, Stardust, I Got Rhythm, T for Two. The fourth album is The Genius of Louis Armstrong, 1923 to 1933. It includes his Hot 5, Hot 7, and Orchestra recordings. Earl Hines is a prominent figure. Lots of tunes on it like Monday Date, Sugarford Strut, SOL Blues. So for $40, you can receive any of those records. For $60, you can choose two, $80, three, $100, all four, and also for $100, we are making available the Smithsonian Institution Collection of Classic Jazz, which really runs the gamut from Jelly Roll Morton to Ornette Coleman. So I hope you'll call us. 243-1234 is our phone number. Before we get going, I'd just like to introduce an old friend who will be joining us on Fresh Air throughout the week. To you, our old friends, Dave Karpoff will be a familiar voice. He was our program director here at WUHY from 1974 to 77. Since he left us, he's been dividing his time between the East and West Coasts. He went to Los Angeles as a fellow at the American Film Institute, where he spent a year screenwriting, and he's since written a few film scripts. Dave is working with film now, but he's remained committed to public radio and to WUHY. Now, he's joining us from our regular studios. I'm in a large studio in the middle of our building here with Barry Harris. And before we begin the concert, I'd like, hello, Dave, to introduce you. Dave is in the other studio with WUHY station manager Bill Seemring. How's the activity with the telephones, Dave? Well, Dave, I actually can't wait to get going and hear some music, so why don't we begin the concert now? Let me just introduce Barry Harris to you. Barry Harris was born in Detroit, where he grew up. He first learned piano from his mother, who was a church pianist. He continued to play. In the mid-1950s, he became the house pianist at the Bluebird, a Detroit club where he had the opportunity to play with many great jazz musicians, including Miles Davis and Max Roach. Through his playing and his teaching, his reputation spread. In New York, musicians like Kenny Burrell, Thad and Elvin Jones, and Pepper Adams, who knew Harris from Detroit, spread the word about his playing. So when he came to New York in 1960, his reputation had preceded him. He's recorded as a sideman with Dexter Gordon, James Moody, Johnny Griffin, and Lee Morgan. In the mid to late 1960s, he was frequently the pianist with Coleman Hawkins, with whom he also recorded. In the late 1960s, Barry Harris led a number of sessions on Prestige Records. Don Schlitten, the producer of the sessions, began his own label in the mid-1970s called Xanadu Records. Barry Harris has recorded three albums under his own name with Xanadu. They are Barry Harris Plays Tad Dameron, Barry Harris Live in Tokyo, and Barry Harris Plays Barry Harris, which is a new release. Milestone Records has recently reissued two Barry Harris sessions on a double album called Stay Right With It. Barry Harris has also been giving workshops at the Institute of Jazz Studies at Rutgers University, Livingston College, where he's recently led workshops on Tad Dameron and Bud Powell. Well, it's about time we heard from Barry Harris himself. So, Barry, I want to welcome you to Fresh Air and to Philadelphia. It's an enormous pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, thank you.
I'd love it if you'd play a piece for us.
Well, we shall start out. Let's see. Thank you. was a short one.
That was real pretty.
That was a tune written by Bud Powell called I'll Keep Loving You.
When did you first hear Bud Powell's playing?
Oh, probably by accident, you know. I don't even know. See, I guess when we came up, mostly young, we sort of listened to jazz a little bit, you know. And that's not to give anybody the misguided notion that what was being played on the air was jazz. It wasn't, you know, jazz was just played maybe an hour out of a whole day. So, you know, I just don't want them to think it's like today where we're almost forced to dig a certain kind of music because it's played so continuously. But no, it was select then. And so we, young, 12, 13, 14, that's what we listened to, you know. And there was a whole group of us, you know. So I guess about 14, 13, somewhere in there, I heard Bud Powell. And so that's when we started trying to get with it, you know.
Did you ever have a chance to meet him?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Confidentially, I met him. It's weird, too. I met him when he came back. Really, I got a good chance to meet him when he came back from Europe the last time. And he sat down at the piano, and I asked him to play a tune for me. And I can almost remember how he played it. I should have played it. This is weird. Because I never heard him play this song. This is a song called Because of You. I'll just play a chorus of it. So he played Because of You. I never heard him play it. And it was such a gas to sit down with Bud Powell and have him play the song for me, you know. And we sat at the piano for a while, you know, and he played a couple more things for me. And so then I was at Birdland. See, we came to Birdland. And I was there every night. And so we got pretty tight, you know. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that before, I'd love to hear you play more, but I first have to tell everyone who's listening now that we must get some phone calls. We absolutely must get those phones ringing. Listen, we have $300. We have goals for the whole show. $300 is our goal for the first hour. We're a long ways to meeting that. We need your calls now. Let's just get those phones ringing, okay? It's 243-1234. Your voice with your phone call is an important one. With each phone call, you are making a strong voice for jazz on WUHY, for Fresh Air, for the kinds of interviews and music that you can hear on Fresh Air. If you don't call, we have to make certain assumptions. If you do call, we assume that you're enjoying what you get on Fresh Air. The phone number is 243-1234. I remind you, we have some really exciting record premiums for pledges of $40 or more, double albums by Billie Holiday, Charlie Parker, Louis Armstrong, and Charlie Christian. When you dial 243-1234, the people who answer your call will be happy to give you any information that you need on the albums. Two phones are lit. Can we get 3, 4, 5, 6 lit? There's 10 lines here. Two are lit. We've got eight more waiting for your call. 243-1234. I'm going to bear down kind of hard now because we've got to get those phones lit, okay? No kidding around here. 243-1234. I want to hear Barry Harris play some more, and he's about to, but I want to hear you call. 243-1234. Can we get those phones ringing? Two lines are lit. There's eight of them waiting for your call. Call us. Tell us what you think of the show. Tell us you'd like to pledge some money and tell us how much it is. We'll have all kinds of special programming throughout the week. Three lines are lit. There's still seven left for your call. 243-1234. It's your money that gives us the budget to do the kind of programming that we do here on Fresh Air and on WUHY. So please, your call is a vote of support. We have a number of premiums for you. Don't forget also about the program guide and the tote bag, okay? One more time, it's 243-1234. Dave, are you there? Dave is in the other. Good. I want to know how much money we've gotten so far. Do you know yet? Okay, well, we'll find that out soon then. It's about six people who have just called, and we'll get a tally on that soon. How about we go back to some more performance? Thank you. One more time, 243-1234. Barry Harris, I'm sure you're not used to having your performances spiced with this kind of...
Oh, no, I'm used to it.
Are you?
Yeah, well, you know, this underdog role, you know, that's the role we play right now, you know, like the jazz, and so I'm used to this, you know, and what we have to do is get a lot of people to realize how important it is to give to something like this, because otherwise... you'd be forced to listen to what everybody else is listening to all day long. And it's, you know, we do need some help, you know, that kind of thing. So
could you play some more for us now? That's the best help we could have.
Let's see. I'm just trying to figure which tune would make all the phones light up. I don't know if I know any.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
That's called April. What is that? No, not April. The last time I saw
last
Paris.
Time I saw Paris.
Right.
I remember the first time I heard that tune was on a little music box that my mother had. One of these like little dumb little gadgets, you know. No, it was actually you're supposed to put a bottle of like alcohol in it and turn the bottom and it would play a tune. Strange little gadget.
And that's what it played?
That's what it played.
Oh,
I was wondering what it was when I was young.
Yeah.
Well, that was great. I'll tell you, our phones were just ringing as we were playing
beautiful,
that.
Beautiful, beautiful.
But that's right now, nine of those lines are open, so let me just tell you, this is a good time to call 243-1234. 243-1234.
That's an easy number to remember, too.
It sure is. You know, I was thinking, when I was young, when I was growing up, I didn't really grow up listening to jazz. I grew up listening to rock and roll. And I figured, ooh, what's going to happen when I grow up? Because I'm really young, and the people who are playing rock and roll are maybe 17, 18, 19.
Right.
So what happens to music when we reach our 20s or our 30s? And I was thinking, if you grew up listening to jazz, that there's always been a sense of tradition within jazz. There's always been kind of role models in a sense of people of different ages, you know, playing the music of that, you know, of that tradition. Sure, there's different traditions within jazz, but there's been so much that's been passed on.
Well, you know, it's you know, like different generations. When I grew up, just about every home had a piano. You know, somebody could play the piano. If it was no more than play some boogie woogie, or if it was no more than play, what's that thing that everybody plays on the piano?
Chopsticks.
Chopsticks, right.
And heart and soul.
Right, chopsticks and heart and soul, right. But, you know, like, well, see, quite a difference nowadays is that, like, I have a class in New York. And I look around my class and hear people 20-something years old trying to learn how to play jazz, and we learned how to play jazz when we were 13 or 14 or 15, which is that's a big discrepancy right there, because, of course, if you're learning to play something when you're 13 or 14, you're living home with your parents, you got a much better chance than when you were 20-something and you have to make a living for yourself, which makes quite a deal of difference. And plus, due to the fact that the world has really become quite small. You know, by that I mean television has made the world small. This has made the world small. It's made the world so small. Really, I'm sort of worried, because I can remember going 20 miles away and people danced different, played instruments different. I'd go 60 miles away to people played different, to Toledo, Ohio. That's where Art Tatum was from. I'd go 60 miles away to Toledo, Ohio. People played the instruments different. See, right now, with the world so small, we tend towards a oneness kind of thing. You know, I don't know, sometimes I think it's the powers that be. I think it's six powers that be that have insisted that we only listen to one type of music, and that we dance alike and we dress alike and everything, you know.
Yet, you know, you're saying it's a small world. You can go to Japan and people will ask you for your autograph and, and know all your records.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, but still, you know, you must think, remember that Japan is pretty populated, and it's not the majority anyway, you know, but I mean, it's beautiful. Well, Japan was a beautiful experience for me, because there, it's like suddenly I knew that maybe I was a star, you know. It means, in other words, I can walk around in the United States and it doesn't matter, really, you know. And when I got there, it was like I really was a star. And it made me realize, too, that people were listening to my records. You know, and I say, dog, they're listening to my records like I listen to some other records. So I better be very particular about how I make these records. I don't think I was aware of it, that strong. So they made me aware of this. It's a shame I had to go somewhere else to be made aware of this fact, you know. And so, you know, it's sort of odd. I mean, after you devote most of your life to something, and I'm sure that I've devoted as much of my life to jazz as Horowitz has to classics, but I have to tell you, Horowitz lived much better than I live. But it's sort of odd. Well, you know, we used to have a thing, you know, where people, I don't know, I used to think that like the East Coast was like the style setters.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think one of the greatest mistakes that's been made is that Hollywood has become the style setter in this world, sort of. And it's not too cool, because Hollywood is really basically a sort of corny place. I hate to talk about Hollywood, you know, but I find it to be basically sort of corny. They, they've come up with some weird attire. They've come up with men wearing high heel shoes. They've come up with jive movies where they think that they only cater to the violence. It doesn't matter the words. They only cater to the, and you can see it in the people watching movies and things, you know. And so it's like the music that they've made, we jazz musicians aren't even given a chance to be disliked. This is what I don't like, you know, is I'll have a young person tell me, no, I don't dig jazz. I say, why don't you come to my concert? He say, no, I don't dig jazz. I say, well, how can you say you don't dig jazz and you never heard me play?
Uh-huh.
See, you know, to be given the opportunity. And see, we have very few outlets left, you know, for jazz now. And they've just about taken away all our young audiences. What would really be hip is to see some young people come up and say, later on, all of what everybody else is doing, let's do something different. If everybody's doing it, it can't be too cool anyway. You know, so they start doing something a little different. And so we really need this show right here. What's that telephone number again?
243-1234. I hope we can get all those phones ringing. It's 243-1234.
Yeah.
My guest is Barry Harris, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have him here. He's seated at the piano.
At a Steinway.
243-1234 is our phone numbers. Please get them ringing. There's 10 numbers waiting for your call. We have lots of premiums. Barry, I'd love to have you play something else.
Oh, well, now let's see. I think what we ought to do is maybe we'll play a Monk tune. It's one of Monk's ballads or something. I think what I'll play is, I think Monk wrote this for his first girlfriend, you know, and it's called Ruby, My Dear. Thank you.
It's really wonderful to be able to sit here and watch and listen to you play Barry Harris. Such a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you.
The phones have been ringing as you've been playing, and that, too, has been making me very happy. I'd like to just take out a few minutes now and remind you again about our phone number. It's 243-1234, and I'm very interested in finding out how much money we've gotten so far this afternoon on Fresh Air. Dave Karpoff and Bill Seemring are joining us from WUHY's other studios. Let me just explain the setup. Barry Harris and I are in a large studio in the middle of the building, and Dave and Bill are in another studio. Yeah. How's it doing? 185. Well, that's about right. That's okay. Yeah. Our goal. Yeah, our goal for the first hour is $300, so we're over halfway towards meeting that, and we're a half hour into the show, so that's certainly encouraging. But right now, no phones are lit. Can we get those phones lit? 243-1234. We not only have some great music on the show today, but we have some great music to send you if you pledge $40 or more. We have double albums by Louis Armstrong, Charlie Christian, Billie Holiday, and Charlie Parker, and I'm sure we'll be getting to talking about Parker a little later on this afternoon. 243-1234. We need your support. Listen, some of you who always call when the show ends and want to know about tunes and how to get books and how to contact people who've been on the show, now's the time I'd really love for you to call. Don't get me wrong, I love it when you call after the show. Love to talk to listeners. But now's the time when everything's really on the line, and it's really important for you to call. 243-1234. Bill, I'd like to remind our listeners that we're talking about premiums from $20 on up. However, I should remind you, if you were listening the last time on Fresh Air, we had some incredible rallies towards the end of the show of tens of people calling, pledging $5, $10, $2. And there were a couple of days where we went over our goals for the show by lots of people, like 20 people calling up $5 pledges, you know, in the last 10 minutes of the show. It was really spectacular. All the phones were just ringing off the hook. I'd love to keep up that kind of momentum now. And although we're, you know, stressing the premiums, any amount of money is gratefully appreciated. And always keep in mind that, you know, two pledges of $5 or $10, and, you know, it just keeps adding up. So any amount is important. 243-1234. Two lines are lit right now. There's eight open. 243-1234. Are there any other people to thank? Mm-hmm. I wonder what that would sound like. 243-1234 is the phone number once again. And let's hear some more music now. While people were phoning in, Barry, I should remind our listeners, if you're just tuning in now, my guest is Barry Harris, a very special guest this afternoon. And Barry Harris and I are in a large studio in our building with Barry seated at a Steinway piano. And we just got a phone call from someone with a request. Now, I don't know how you feel about requests.
Well,
this is a request for something by Clifford Brown. And
something by Clifford Brown.
You're feel free to...
Oh, boy, that's a tough one.
Yeah,
there.
Well...
Something by Clifford Brown. See, Clifford made a lot of songs, you know, so I could play a whole lot of songs, and they would be by, you know, Clifford Brown. I don't know. Let's see. One of them. feeble attempt. That was a tune called Joy Spring.
Well, I don't want to wait anymore before hearing another tune.
I don't know, this sort of reminds me of the time I was working in a place in Detroit, you know, and the cat came in and he threw a $100 bill up on the bandstand. And he said, I want y'all to play a couple tunes. You know, we dreading this because he done sent up all this money and we're dreading, oh God, what is he gonna ask for? And the cat said, would y'all play, you know, something? I just want to hear some tune like Stella by Starlight, Embraceable You, All the Things You Are. Could you imagine that, playing Stella by Starlight, All the Things You Are, Embraceable You, and the cat paying you $100 to play them? You know, so.
What were your nightmares? What were you really afraid he was going to ask you to play?
Oh, no, now, well, see, back then we called it rhythm and blues, you know. So he could have asked for one of those tunes, you know. But this cat, he did ask for, I mean, it just was, I mean, this is like one of the shocking things, you know. I don't know. Well, let's see. Now, let me play something else for you. I heard a tape one time, a monk playing, All God's Children. And I always like to play a little bit of the monk's All God's Children, you know. He said, Thank you.
I know when a lot of people first heard Monk, they thought he really played nuts, you know. Couldn't make any sense of what he was doing. Some musicians didn't want him to play under them because it just would make them really lose what they were doing. What were your initial reactions to him?
Oh, well, see, let me see, how can I explain this to you? See, Monk and Bud Powell, a few of them are what I call, they represent the East Coast as opposed to any other coast, not just the West Coast, the North Coast and the South Coast. And the East Coast was Monk. You know, I've seen Monk take a sheet of music and read it note for note. I mean, note for note, and it sounded like Monk. So, see, so Monk and Bud Powell, they were sounds, you know. And so that's representative of our thing here on the East Coast. We was, you know, they had sounds. We came to New York. New York was like the finishing school. You know, it wasn't that you'd come to, you don't go to New York to learn there. There aren't really that many musicians in Manhattan, the place like that. You'll find some musicians out in Brooklyn, quite a few in Brooklyn, place like that, because they do have homes like other cities. But, you know, Manhattan is one of those places that's apartment building place. And, you know, you can play 1 minute after the deadline and the police will be knocking on your door, you know, that kind of thing. So, you had to come to New York for the finishing touches, and that was Monk and Bud and Art Tatum and all everybody like that. We had a high caliber. And really, if you stop and think about it, if we judge our jazz by this high caliber, it's a lot of jazz that's being played today who couldn't be played, and there's a lot of people who, including myself, we'd be practicing our heads off, because if that was caliber, then none of us have quite reached this caliber yet, you know. And, well, you know, jazz thing is sort of confusing right now anyway, because so many things are called jazz, you know, and that there's really no basis really to say what is jazz, because jazz includes so much stuff. I heard it's a couple of stations you hear, you know, you can't tell the jazz station from the rock station, you know, it's just that hard to define.
Well, we're having a really exciting afternoon of great music here this afternoon on Fresh Air. I just want to remind you what our phone number is. It's 243-1234. My guest is Barry Harris, who's playing for us this afternoon on Fresh Air, and it's really a great thrill to have him here. I have some good news from our friends in the other studio. We have $460 pledged so far in Fresh Ooh. Air, which puts us well on the way to our goal. We've actually surpassed what I said is the goal for the first hour, and that's a great thrill. So let's keep that going. I have to say now that the goal was a modest one. So let's keep those phones ringing. 243-1234. One line is lit. Can we get the other nine lit? 243-1234 is the phone number. If you're just joining us, let me run through briefly some of the premiums that we have for you for $40 pledges and more. They're great double albums. One is Charlie Parker. It's the first of a three-volume set that's been reissued on Verve. One of the albums features some of his sessions with strings. And he just takes off with it. You know, I've always thought of strings as being something that might really limit a musician. Well, Parker just soars right mm-hmm. in front of all those strings. Now, on the other record, it's small group dates with people like Thelonious Monk and Dizzy Gillespie. 243-1234 is our phone number. There's another Verve double album there with Billie Holiday, the last in a group of sessions that they've just reissued, and it finds her in the company of great musicians like Ben Webster and Jimmy Rowles. The third album is Charlie Christian in Benny Goodman's group with small group and orchestral settings. 243-1234 again is the phone number. The fourth group is a double album of Louis Armstrong's work from the 20s and early 30s, including a lot of his dates with Earl Hines. And if you like some of his early singing, there's a number of recordings with that featured on that double album. So those are yours for a pledge of $40 or more. You can choose one, a $60 pledge, choose two, $80 pledge, three, $40 pledge, all four, $100 pledge, you get all four, or your choice of the Smithsonian Institution collection of classic jazz with a 40-some-odd page booklet compiled by Martin Williams, who was a recent guest here on Fresh Air. So once again, 243-1234 is the phone number. I'm talking about premiums, but really the main pleasure that we hope you would get by pledging is knowing that WUHY gets to continue its broadcasting in the Delaware Valley. Right now, it's Fresh Air that you would really be lending your support to if you call our phone. None of the phones are lit now. I think I was too encouraging with the news about our goal. I guess I should be more pessimistic, but I'm actually optimistic. I really believe that you're out there and that you're going to support us and give us a call. 243-1234. Dave, are there any more people to thank since the last time we spoke? Well, I am. Let me repeat that for you, Barry Harris. $590 we've raised so far, which is really, I'm very pleased. 243-1234 is our phone number. 8 lines are lit. Can you give us a call now? 243-1234. One of the requests, Barry, that we just got was a gentleman who wanted to know where they could find your record. So let me just run through that. Barry's newest album is on the Xanadu record label, and he has 3 albums on that label. The newest one is called Barry Harris Plays Barry Harris. The one prior to that is one recorded live in Tokyo, and the third is an album of Barry Harris playing the compositions of Ted Dameron. And also Milestone Records has just reissued 2 different sessions led by Barry Harris, so that is now once again available. And there's also a number of albums on the Prestige record label that are still in print and available in most record stores. My guest... Good point. Okay, well, that's great. 243-1234, once again, is our number. And I'd love to hear some more music. Uh-huh. My guest again is Barry Harris, who's seated at the piano.
I made me up a title. I'm president of the UAA. That's the Underdogs Association of America. You know? Our motto is, 'tis better to be one of the few than one of the many. And so... There was a record date that Charlie Parker was walking by. They say he was walking by in the studio, you know, and Neil Hefti was in there recording. And Neil Hefti was recording this beautiful song. And so Charlie Parker said, let me play on this one. Let me play on this one. And so he played on it, you know. And it's a little tune. Some people will know the name of it. Drums. tune called Repetition. And that was, I guess it was, I don't know if it was written by Neil Hafty, but I know his group did it, his big band did it. And Charlie Parker sat in on that. And I'd like to mention these names, Charlie Parker, Monk, and Bud Powell. And really, probably I should play a tune by Tad Dameron before I leave, before I have to take a break, right? So, you know, there's a tune that he wrote. I think he wrote this tune. I feel pretty sure he did. It was by Sarah Vaughan sang this song, and I think it was called I Could Make You Love Me.
Beautiful.
Thank you, thank you.
Well, Barry Harris is going to join us again in just a few minutes. This is Fresh Air. You're listening to WUHY FM in Philadelphia. I remind you that we're into our spring fundraising session. We need your support. We're at 243-1234. I'd like to give you the opportunity to hear some of Barry Harris's recorded work. So we're going to listen now to a selection from his most recent album on Xanadu Records. While we're listening to it, I do hope you'll call at 243-1234. This is a piece called Chances Go Around from his most recent album called Barry Harris Plays Barry Harris.